Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
It's 9:02 p.m.
That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC, where you live. My name is Tobe. Hello, and you are listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament. And what are we going to do today? Well, obviously, we're going to get an How's That game started here, and I think I want to go outside. My lower back is... oh, a little tense and twitchy today. I think we need to get me some exercise. And I think I need to check my secret mushroom grounds near Tranquility Park for mushrooms today. So let's go do that. But first, we need to get our daily game started. And today's How's That game is between Mo and X-Man Monk. So first we need to decide who is gonna bat first. So I've got my handy dandy coin that we're gonna flip, and Mo will be heads and Jandal will be tails. So we flip the coin, it falls on the ground. It is tails. Jandal bats first. So let's fire up the computer here, type in some names. There's one, and Mo. There's two. Let's play cricket. Here comes the first ball. It's a hit. One run for Jandal. No run on the second ball. Third ball. It's a hit. Another run. Fourth ball. No run. Fifth ball, here comes the delivery. Oh, an appeal, not out. Ooh, that was a close one. Dodged a bullet. Sixth ball, no run. All right, next over. Oh, there's a sixer. Beautiful hit. No run. And one run. All right, so we're coming up to the end of the second over here. And at the beginning of the third over, Jandal has 19 runs and no outs, so that's a good running start. Okay, let me get all my stuff and we can head out of here. All right, I got my keys, I got my wallet, got my camera. I put my socks on. We are ready to roll. Let's go find some mushrooms. But first, let's check the score of the game right before we leave. All right, we are in the 11th over, and Jandal is 75 for 3, meaning 75 runs and 3 wickets down. Wickets are essentially outs, and you get 10. So, ooh, look at that. Hit a couple sixers. And as I was speaking, he went up to 85 runs. 85 for 3. And now it's time for mushrooms. Let's go out there and let's do it very quickly, like in only 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. And here we are, out under the power lines again in my personal secret mushroom garden. Well, technically, we're not there yet. We gotta walk a little ways, but what you need to know, it's completely overcast. It's not exactly cool. It's a little warm, but the breeze is blowing in cool air. It could rain at any second. It's very heavily overcast. And when I was driving over here, I was feeling weird and doing some self-diagnostics, plus I had to get gas. And I am feeling a little weird. While doing my self-diagnostics, I'm looking at my hands, and yeah, I'm a little dehydrated today. And when I say a little dehydrated, I mean a lot dehydrated. My God, look at the size of this guy. Oh, he's a thug. This place is crawling, or I guess I should say hopping,
with hoppers. There's so many grasshoppers. Every 2 feet, every 60 centimeters, there's another hopper hopping away. Man. All right, it's super humid. And it could rain. So if for some reason this radio show comes to a sudden halt, you'll know that it was because of rain. I had to turn everything off and run back to my car trying to keep expensive electronic things dry. Alright, so walking on the path, there's little butterflies. There's cicadas in the trees. And these paths are damp. The dirt here is a little damp. So that's good. We like, here comes a bicyclist, so I'll move. And there he goes. Oh yeah, and look, there's water flowing in the little creek here. Okay. These are good signs. These are all good signs that we could come across some mushrooms. This is the time of year when we start finding puffballs. So we're looking for puffballs today. And I'm looking down in the creek, in the big creek, looking for thuggery dudes. I don't see any. Oh, let's just keep moving here. Oh, I think I see some tracks down in there, though. I see some kind of big thug tracks. Boy, we haven't been out here in a little while. And all the late growth underbrush is all really tall now. All those funky weeds and the... what is that? Virginia creeper? Some kind of vine? Oh, there's some real nice polypores on this log. Oh, just exploding with polypores. There's a log in this soggy region. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20. There's probably 24 on this log. And they're big, 6 inches in diameter, or 15 centimeters. If you're metric. Sometimes I'm metric, sometimes I'm stupid. It all sort of depends on what day you catch me. And on days like this, when I'm mightily dehydrated, I'm pretty stupid. That's why you gotta stay hydrated, kids. Keep your brain working right. Yeah, my fingers look like I've just been soaking in the bathtub for 5 hours. And I haven't. Alright. Where are we at here? Seems to be less hoppers on this side of the business. There's no grasshoppers up here. Why are there no grasshoppers up here? There's plenty of grass. This is a good grasshoppery place to be, but there's no hoppers here right now. And I'm looking at a path on the side of the creek. Interesting. Looks like there's been some traffic. All right, now we're gonna go over here and check this Mati den. Oh, we can't see jack because of all the grass. Wow, this is where we would normally be spotting some mats, but not today. Are there any Matis back there hiding in the grass? Probably. I found some hoppers. I finally found some more hoppers hopping around in here. Okay, now I'm going to look back into the creek. I saw some tracks, but they're very old. There's some fresher tracks. Okay. We're going to keep on moving up here. Uh-oh. The sun peeked out for a second. That's not good. Today is going to be a bad day for sun. Because it's so humid. However, Do not fear, because having anticipated these conditions, I made sure to leave my bathtub full of cold water. Oh, now what's down here by the creek? I see mushrooms, but they're all caprinus, growing next to a tree. They kind of faked me out. I thought they were puffballs. No, caprinus, tons of caprinus, ubiquitous caprinus, it's everywhere. Alrighty, now what do we have up here? Oh, there's some interesting holes in the opposite bank. I think those are mole holes. I'm gonna look in some secret motty places. I don't see any motts in this den. So we're gonna keep on moving. This is where the big creek does its weird sneaky around stuff. And that's always good. For years there was a marmot den right here, but it eroded out. And I'm looking around here and here for motties anyway, but I don't see them. I'm also looking for mushrooms. Oh, I wonder if we should walk over there, or if we should just walk around and check it from the other side. Let's just walk around and check it from the other side. We are now in the area that I refer to as Polypore Bend. This is an interesting little S-turn that the path makes. And here's a little caprinus. Looking for puffballs over here. This is a traditional puffball spot. Nothing in here. All these plants are wiggling and moving all funny because there's grasshoppers on them. And there's lots of webs. Alright, now that we're over here, we can see over to the side of the little creek where we usually get brown cups. No brown cups today. But wow, this log at my foot, there's about a 4 to 6 inch diameter log. Call it 10 to 15 centimeters in diameter. It's got something growing on it. Some kind of something is starting. A slime mold or something. But mycelium is running. And that's going to be something real interesting here in a couple of days, I'm sure. So we're going to keep on moving. Oh, here's a butterfly sitting in the middle of the path. One of those prairie fritillaries or whatever they're called. All right, I know there's a marmot den over here too, but oh, damn it, I just walked through some webs. Get the web off your face and keep on moving. All right, now I'm at the pit of despair. But it's hard for me to see down into the pit because of all the growth. Oh, everything's green. And it just smells like green. It's a chlorophyll-rich area. And I'm looking into some holes, but I don't see any motties. And I think I'm seeing a few new holes down here in the pit of despair. Okay, that's good. New holes means more places for motties. Okay, I'm walking by some logs, and there's some caprinus here and there. I'm starting to get a little bit itchy. Good thing we're almost to the end. Oh, wow. More caprinus. Ooh, and here's something really interesting on this log. Wait, and there's something interesting on this log, too. What is this? Cannot identify, but they're little round dudes. What am's not puffballs? And wow, here's another one of these big chunky monkeys over here. I've seen these guys on this log before. I gotta take a picture of this because these are big and interesting. And my head covering is falling off, etc., etc. But there's nettles. Oh, and now here's a big old web. So we turn around and go backwards. This is an old web. And it's just a stringer, so we're just gonna throw a stick over it there. Get that web out of our way. And now let's get back here. My God, these are beautiful. Whatever these are. Put down the recorder. Oh man, there's webs everywhere. Oh, I don't want to destroy too many webs. Am I in macro mode? Yes, I am. Okay. Oh boy, oh boy. I'm getting webs all over me. This is an amazing mushroom. Holy cow. Okay, this is about all I can take. Ooh. Okay, I'm disheveled. I'm a little messed up. That stress and strain has got me going. I am now coming apart. Where's my hair thing? Here it is. Okay, time to adjust my head here. Put this down real quick. Okay. Webs everywhere. In my face. Up my nose. I hope I didn't get any ticks on me while I had my thing off. We're gonna come back to this other log. I need to move. Got webs up my nose. Okay. I think I've recovered sufficiently. I'm continuing to move forward on the path only because I want to go up here and check this marmot den. See if there's any action. Then I want to go back and check out that other log real quick. The one main log that I was having such an issue with. Man, what are those? I think they're some kind of foliota. But man, we caught it just right. We got it at just right time. The cap's just starting to open up and the leftover bit of the sclerota is still on the mushroom and open. And it's amazing. Oh my God, I'm at the Mahdi den. Here's a giant web. And all these trees, the tree that fell over is now covered in Virginia creeper ivy, huge leaf stuff. So we can't see into the holes. So we probably got Mahdi's listening to me talk, checking out this area a little bit more. Yeah, no, forget it. We're not gonna be able to see any Mahdi's in there today. They can probably hear us though. If they're in there, they're saying, hey, I hear that guy. And so, that's what Mahdi's are doing. Oh, what's this? Is this an oyster? Little oyster mushroom coming out of this log. Very nice. And we're walking back down the path now. Various areas in my back are starting to sting. I think I'm having some kind of nose problem. Had all kinds of weird sinus drainage issues a few hours ago. And I want to look at these other mushrooms, but the irony is I don't think I'm going to take pictures of them. Wait, what's this back in here? Oh, there's some itty-bitty white mushrooms back there. Not going to be able to get back there, though, due to all the nettles. Now, this log here. What are these little dudes? They're kind of cool. I don't see any, you know, genius photographs here, but I'm going to take a picture anyway, just in case. Yeah, not that interesting. But still, you know, mushrooms. Wait, have I been in macro mode? I hope I was in macro mode. Yes. Okay. I should probably take macro mode off. In case we see any Matis who need to have pictures taken of them, they say, "Hey, you guys, take my picture." And I said, "Okay, Mati." Oh, but now we're walking back out the way we came. I'm looking down into the pit of despair, and that is definitely a new hole. And I think that's a new hole over there. There's new Mati holes. That's good news. New Mati houses for Matis to live in. It's called a hole in the ground. Da 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 dun. Getting kind of... Am I feeling a little bit delirious? Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be out exerting myself when I'm this dehydrated. So I'm feeling a little punchy. Stepped in a hole again. My coordination seems off. So I got to be a little bit more careful here. At least we got to see a neat big mushroom. And I think that's... Man, don't quote me. I gotta look this up. But I think that's a foliota. That's one of the big funny foliotas. I'm excited to look that up now just to find out what that is. It was very nice. Now I'm walking by another Mati den, but there's no Matis in it. And now I'm walking by a Mati hiding place, but there's no Matis in the hiding place. Even though I often see some right there. There's all those Caprinus again. Super Caprinus, it's everywhere. Caprinus, it's like the dandelions of mushrooms. There's a lot of other little white small-capped mushrooms every once in a while, hiding in under big leaves and just chilling out here in the underbrush. I'm looking down into the creek. I sure would like to see a Mati. Where's my Matis today? No Matis out here, or maybe they're all hiding. I think we're gonna get some rain. I just, you know, no reason to think that other than it seems like the pressure's dropping. I got that weird feeling in my sinuses. And it is completely overcast. And I get the feeling that we're finally going to get some good, good mushroom rains. And hopefully that'll drop the temperatures a bit. Drop the ground temperatures. And get everything back into that nice mushroom growing window. Temperature and groundwater wise. You need moisture and just the right window of temperature. And it's been hot here. And when it gets hot, mushrooms don't like to grow. So, I'm stomping my way back through here, heading back to my car, looking for the dudes. Both the animal and fungal kinds of dudes. Oh, walking by the little waterfall, it's so nice. You'd think there'd be more mushrooms growing right around here. But other than these polypores, that's about it. See, what they need to do is they need to trim some of this dead wood out of here and then stack it in these moist areas. And they could get lots of mushrooms growing around here. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, it would. Maybe I should just be the mushroom guy for the city, where they pay me boatloads of money every year, and I have a crew. And what we do is we set up, you know, mushroom ricks and parks and in other public areas, and make them, you know, like edible mushrooms, and people can come and harvest the mushrooms. Free food. And everybody likes free food. I know I do. And that's already got me wondering what I'm going to eat today. I just realized that I don't think I have got any food in my house. Well, I've got a little bit. I've got pasta, but man, I don't want to eat pasta. Pasta is bad for my guts. I really like to eat it, but I don't like to digest it. All right, enough of this. I'm almost back to my car, back in the grasshopper zone, hoppers everywhere. Let's go back to the, oh, there's a little bitty snake. There's a snake on this log, and he's very, very tiny. I'm gonna try to take a picture of Mr. Snakey. Oh, I'm getting a little bit too close, and he's going away. He's hiding in the bark of this log. Oh, he's about 35 centimeters long. He's about a centimeter in diameter. He's a little guy, and he's not a garter snake, not your typical ribbon snake that you see around here. Where did he go? Now he has completely disappeared. He had an interesting pattern. Oh, that was nice. Finally got to see a snake. I may have gotten a picture of him, but just his body as he was slithering back into his little hidey hole. Okay, back to the car. We need to check on the results of today's How's That game. So let's go there in 3 seconds. 2, 1.
And we're back. 0. I forgot where I was. Not really. I'm sitting here in the studio now, trying to cool off, drinking some tea. Iced tea, so yummy. And I'm looking at my computer, looking at the results of today's How's That game for our tournament. Today's game was between Mo and Jandal. Although Jandal put up a total of 273 runs, Mo hit 274 with 2 wickets remaining. So Mo wins by 2 wickets. And that was actually a pretty close game, it looks like, all things considered. So Mo continues on into the next round, and Jandal, he drops down into the consolation bracket with me and Handy C. All right, so rocking good news. We'll have another game tomorrow. What else are we going to do tomorrow? I don't know. You'll have to tune in to find out. What am I going to do for the rest of the day? I got to find some food. I bought some gasoline for my car, so I guess I could drive to the store. Do I want to do that? I kind of don't. I kind of just want to chill out. I feel a little weird. Not horrible, just a little weird. But when am I not weird? Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the host of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the next game and whatever else we've got going on. And it's time for me to find some food, so I will say bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.